And then you're back out to nail them and jail them, to cuff them and stuff them, to drag them and bag them. Hungry Man Frozen Dinners from Spiegel, Chicago, 60609. All right. What's invisible and smells like bananas?
What's invisible and smells like bananas?
What was your answer?
A gorilla's fart.
That's close. That's pretty close. We had, we weren't going to be so rude. A monkey's wind breakage.
That's close.
Yeah, that is close. Judges, I think we got a winner. Yes, we got a winner. Yes, we got a lucky guy. We've got a winner. I think I'm going to have a heart attack here. I can't believe it. A winner on the Grease Man Quiz. Johnny, I want to direct your eyes skyward. They're spelling Johnny Rules in fireworks above the station. There it goes. We interrupt this broadcast to announce the Greaseman has had a winner on the Greaseman Quiz. For the first time in many years, someone goes on to victory. Now return you to your original broadcast. Johnny?
Yeah, man.
Are you still there?
Still here.
Congratulations on the big win.
Thank you, sir.
You don't really want a month supply of Hungry Man frozen dinners, do you?
Right now.
I don't know. What else you got?
Well, I tell you what. I think we can trade you something in the hopper, I think, that you might find more appropriate. I mean, if you want the month supply of Hungry Man frozen dinners, I will lumber off to the Safeway and buy you 28 of them. It's February is the month. I'll buy 28 of them.
Cheapskate.
How much are they? They're like a couple
about $2 a piece.
I'll say, expect this really sweating and gloppy package in the mail from us.
All right.
Hang on a second there, Johnny. We'll come up to some sort of terms with you, I'm sure.
Okay.
You did win fair and square, so obviously you deserve the Hungry Man dinners. Let me take a break here and get going. I was kind of shocked we had a winner, but that was an easy. Then again.
That wasn't easy now.
Yeah, well, all right.
That's the wits of the lawman.
The wits of diamonds. You got the late buzzer.
The wits of the lawman. Thank God it wasn't a suitcase full of diamonds, or I'd be living in a cardboard box now.
That's right.
Yeah, he'd have collected, too. Lawman. I'll be back with more of the Grease Man.